from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, B, we got to watch an hour's of practice there.
Yeah.
You know what's nice about getting to the second day of camp? Is that there's no more questions about how excited are you for the first day of camp.
Yeah.
Now it's just kind of football, and we're all moving forward. I, you know, continue to kind of be impressed. I thought you and I were standing there for a couple of drills together, and I always appreciate getting to watch stuff with you. They had some live punting today.
Yep.
Tress was punting. And with these, especially a guy like Tress that's an established veteran like that, he doesn't punt every day. He probably only live kicks every couple days.
Yeah.
So it's useful to watch the real kicks. Jamison Crowder was the first returner in every kind of go round, and to me, just looks by far the most at ease doing it.
He looks polished, and I look for wasted motion when a guy is catching a punt. And for anybody listening out there, what I'm saying is, you catch the ball with both your feet square. Now you have to gather to start. If you catch the ball backing up, you got to gather to start. And every second,
guys, your feet staggered a little.
You want them staggered a little so you can step into it. And every little second, it's about another 10 to 12 yards that somebody's getting closer to you.
Right.
So you can help yourself out. And I watch a lot of guys, even with the jugs machine, catching it backing up, catching it going sideways, and that wasted motion is going to be a problem for you.
Yeah, I agree, man. Good morning to the boys in the aquarium, Jeffrey and Landfill. Everybody doing well?
Yes, sir. What's
I'm
up,
money,
fellas?
Baby.
Okay. Like to hear it. We're doing well out here. I was just saying to be name that I can't help but notice is Jordan McGee.
Yeah.
Rookie fifth rounder out of Temple. Any of those Temple guys that get that single digits, I don't know that everybody's aware of how Temple football operates. But I think players on the team vote for guys they think should get the single digits, right? And it's generally the toughest, kind of the captains, and you got to earn that. And McGee got it, and it looks like he's out here starting. Now, they're not going to run a ton of base defense, and we're going to see a million different things. But, like, today, 11-on-11, it was McGee out there. And that's something I noticed. Brandon Coleman, rookie left tackle, was starting at left tackle with what looked like the
It be a rotation they're doing?
It could. Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's July 25th.
Yeah.
I don't want to read too much into anything, but McGee, I think, is impressing people. And I think that's what matters.
Okay.
Who was impressing me and everyone is Jaden Daniels.
He is.
What'd you think watching him today?
Well, he looks good. I mean, and like Doc said, I'm not going to get impressed because somebody can go out there and play catch. You know, but the ultimate thing is he seemed to be able to throw the ball in rhythm. He puts it right where it's supposed to be. So I'm impressed by him. Everything he does seems to be, you know, some people just go through the motions. He is trying to improve upon everything. And you have to respect that.
Yeah. I think with Jaden, so he looked really good in 7-on-7. They'll probably run both. When we got to watch him in 11-on-11, they did give Mariota the first reps. I can't stress enough that is not something to be concerned about. DQ was very clear that he is going to make, you know, everybody's going to get the work, and they're going to kind of make this a competition. And in that vein, yo, last year we never saw Jacoby get work with the ones. You know?
Yeah.
It never happened. So at least they're being true to their word, which matters probably to the guys in that locker room, because if you're going to be completely honest, I imagine, perhaps I know, that Jacoby was a little pissed that the competition wasn't a real thing. And yeah. he loved Sam, and those two had a great relationship, and everything was cool. But that's not something you're pissed at your teammate about. It's what you were told didn't come to fruition.
But I think this situation is totally different.
I agree.
You know, Sam was a guy that they had hope can be.
Right.
Jacoby comes in, and you tell him he's going to compete. In this situation, you draft the guy second overall. Mariota understands that. He just left from backing up.
He knew exactly yeah. what he was signing up for.
He knows what he's dealing with.
I totally agree. I'm not saying that the situations are comparable, but Quinn has said, no, it's going to be a competition. They're both going to get reps, and at least we're seeing it, right? Like, that's actually happening. I don't think people that are like, oh, he should, you got to make sure Mariota or Jaden gets all the reps. It's okay. It's July 25th. Right. There's a lot of work out
yeah,
there.
He's gotten a lot of reps already, believe me.
And I think folks don't understand, like, the actual installs, a lot of them anyway. So they have these practices starting at 9 a.m. My guess today is it'll go till maybe 20 more minutes or so. We'll see. Yesterday was pretty quick, and that's normal. It's all within the CBA, the ramp-up period, all this stuff. But they also do damn near a two-hour walkthrough at night, 90 minutes, and the media is not allowed out there, so in turn, you don't see any action from that on social media. So I think fans think, man, they're done at 10:30, 11, nah. And that's not the case.
They're not done. And I think the thing that fans have to understand, when they are doing stuff in front of you, they're not showing any of their special stuff, okay? They're showing you the base. And I think that's you have to do that because, let's be real, they can control what we do on the sideline when we're watching. We
right.
can't film this and the other. They can't control what the hell those fans are doing.
Right.
And the last thing you want is something that you're working on to try to be a surprise when you go to play Tampa to be shown by somebody.
Totally.
You know, so you're getting the bases.
Right.
That's it.
Totally.
And it should be understood.
And they're working, like, when they go in the building at 10:30, 11 o'clock, until they come back out for walkthrough at 5 o'clock, it's not like they're taking a nap.
They're watching film.
Right.
They're watching film of what they dealt with.
Right.
They're going to go in and get some lunch a little bit. Some of them may take a nap, you know, and then they get back to work again. You know, it's a tedious day. Let's say it like that.
Yeah, it's long.
You know, and to be honest with you, compared to how things are today, I don't know. Like, we look forward to the break. Siesta, as they call it.
Because
you were working full gear twice a day. You wanted to go get some damn rest.
Right.
And then you had to go back to it. In this situation, are you super tired? If you're in great shape, are you super tired to where you need to get rest?
So, today we expect to hear from Sam Cosmi and Frankie Louvu at the podium. We'll kind of, those are moving targets, and we'll see when that comes to fruition. I did kind of want to run through what we saw from Daniels in the 11-on-11. On the first down snap, he threw an absolute rocket to Bryson Tremaine. Credit to Tremaine, who's the second-year undrafted kid out of Stanford. Stuck around on the practice squad last year. Big body.
Yes, he is.
He found kind of a soft spot in between three defenders, but he sat down in it, made himself a target, and bang, the ball was there.
Yeah.
I liked that throw a lot. There was a run play. It was kind of a busted play. Then, now Daniels was out there with the second team O-line, but they're going against second team D-line. But there was almost immediate pressure on a third down snap from his left. And so he rolled to his right, and he had Chris Rodriguez working a wheel route. And I didn't get the – did you get the number of the guy that was in mm-hmm. coverage there? It was tight coverage. The guy was with Rodriguez step for step, but Daniels made – you know, gave his guy a shot. The ball was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
it was beautiful. Yo, he didn't come down with it. The defender stayed where he was. It was a good play by the defender. Rodriguez tried to high point it and had his hands on the ball and kind of rested it on the defender's helmet for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And you wonder with those gladiator caps what kind of impact that makes on that kind of play, and those won't be in games. And the defender made a good play.
Yeah.
I wish I got his number. I didn't. But, dude, the touch on that ball rolling out under pressure, it was an incompletion, and
yeah.
folks are going to get way more excited about whatever dope-ass video the Commanders post from
yeah.
you know the sessions that the media is not allowed to post from, and that's cool. That's great.
But he put it where his guy can catch it. He put it in,
where
he
only
made
his
play.
Guy,
his guy can make a play on it. So, and I think that's the ultimate thing where you want to see. Like we talk about guys having a gun. My thing is, you don't have to have a gun every play. You need to know when to put something on it, when to take something off of it. And on that play, he did take something off of it and put it in the right spot. Didn't catch it, but you know what? Chris understands if I get out there, he's going to give me a chance, so I better keep running.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.